So many people pray, oh God, if I win, I will give all that I win to the church. If I win, I will give all that I win to my family. If I win, I will give all that I win to somebody, not thinking of keeping it for themselves. Now, most of that's a joke, because if they win, their first thought is, how shall I spend it? And very seldom do they remember what their promise was if they won. Well, one of our students, Ingeborg Bolz, is the most amazing lady. She lives in Germany, in where?
Rottenburg.
Rottenburg, Germany. And she's the most amazing lady, like I say. Every time she comes to the seminar, she feels that she has to bring some gift along for the university. No matter what the seminar costs, she pays that willingly and lovingly. And then she brings hundreds and hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands, and gives them to us and just says, this is my gift to the organization. We think, wow, what a fabulous lady. And she pays for her lessons, she does her work, and she's a very competent student. Well, we opened the mail today, and in the mail came this registered letter from Ingeborg Bolz. And inside the letter was 375 euro dollars. And at first there was, I looked underneath her scratched out line and she had written 350, but then when she finished counting it, it was 375. And so she wrote 375 above it. And she said, this is my delight and appreciation in God Unlimited University of Healing and what you have done in my life and how you have made me into the richest woman that exists, you know. Well, she said she puts money down on the lotto, and that's to win the gaming activity over in Germany. And so she said, if I win, I will give all the winnings to her, give it all to the university. So next thing you know, she won. And so she didn't take away whatever it was she invested in the lotto, but she left that there, plus the winnings that she got, and gave the whole amount to the university. Now, she may have difficulties in her life. She may have things that she has to work out and things that give her a great deal of headache, I'm sure. But one thing she will never be suffering under, and that is integrity. She is the living example of integrity. She says what she believes, she follows what she believes, and she does what she believes. When she comes to the seminars, she's just a bright, sparkling jewel, saying everything beautiful, sitting there listening with great intention. She went with us to the pyramids in Egypt. She was quite an experience. At that time, which was perhaps, what, 20 years ago at least? 20 years ago, she was a much younger lady too. And when we were in Egypt at the pyramids, she had more fun meeting all of the eligible young men that were there. And she found them the most charming, the desirable, fun type people. And we would all turn in bed for the night after having had a very full, busy day. And she would go out dancing. She would go out romancing. She would go out having a great time. And who knows when she came in the morning, but at the time the seminar started, she was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready for another wonderful day of activity. And I tell you, she invited many of the members of the seminar to go dancing with her too, but most of them, of course, said, I gotta get my sleep, you know. I'm here for a very special program. And she said, well, I am too, but she says, I have spark and vinegar and I need to get out and have fun. And so she went out and just had a wonderful time. And to this day now, some 20 years later, she's still just as filled with bark and vinegar as, or spit and vinegar, however you want to say it, as anyone could ever be, and just as generous and loving and sharing as anyone can be. Now, with all the work that she's doing, she works for a university, and she is the secretary for one of the professors there, and does many other things. With all the work that she's doing, she has taken on the creation and translation of a book. And the book is from English to German, and then German to English, on all of the words that we use peculiarly in the University of Healing. And she has sent me copies of this book from time to time with such dedication and diligence. It's really amazing. Now, what's going to become of this lady? What's going to become of her with her intense interest in everything that she does? With her intense interest. She was living with her mother for a while. And then her mother became ill and she had to have special treatment. So she was living by herself. And so then when her mother came back, she said her mother should have her own house and live in her own place so she could have hers. She does not feel that she's her brother's keeper, even her mother's keeper. She just is a delightful, she makes sure her mother's taken care of, but she's just a delightful, charming, wonderful person. Now, how many of us, if we had won the lotto, if we had won the sweepstakes, and it had been a sizable amount of money, let's say $2 or $3 million, and we said, whatever amount we would win, we were thinking of $2 or $3 million, whatever amount we'd win, we'd give to the University of Healing. Now, when the date comes for us to pick up the money, and our time between that and being known that we won, where would that money already be? It would be spent on all sorts of very wonderful projects, very powerful means, very important things that had to be done. But with Ingeborg, that was not the case. She had made a promise to herself. She hadn't told me anything about it. But she'd made a promise to herself, and she fulfilled that promise and lived that promise as she does always. Could we each say the same for ourselves? Do any of us have any little hidden catch of money someplace just in case we have to leave the campus and we don't have anything to put away? Ingeborg shakes her head no. And of course, Ingeborg, that's incorrect. You don't have a hidden catch. But should you ever leave the campus, your pension would come right with you. It wouldn't continue with us because it doesn't come in one lump sum. It just comes every month. So you would have a very nice living arrangement. That's beautiful. Who about the rest of you? Ellen, as soon as the government in Switzerland figures out what role she's playing, she should receive a nice widow's pension, right? Isn't that what Mariella said?
Yes.
Yeah. And so Ellen, too, could live very comfortably on this. And Sylvia, she had a widow's pension, but she was never a widow. But she had a pension, but she decided that she didn't want it. So she told the government to take it and do whatever they knew what to do with it. And of course, Anita, she doesn't have a pension. She's not old enough to even leave her mother yet. But she will certainly always be well taken care of. Everyone in the world looks at Anita and says, what do you need? Here it is. And you don't have to pay it back. Now, isn't that a good way to have it? Isn't that a good arrangement?
Sure.
You betcha. Okay, now what's Snuggles going to do? How's Snuggles going to be happy? All Snuggles has to do is lift up his face and smile, and the world melts around him. And everything comes to him in beautiful abundance. We live in a wonderful world, don't we? Everything is ours. Everything is ours to enjoy. And everything is beautiful. Let us take the example of Ingeborg and see how the integrity of her soul is. And know that she lives in a very happy world. And we too as we are integral, as we follow through on whatever we agree to do, we too can live in the happiest world that you can ever imagine. And I love you, and you know that.